Big Bang Theory at allaboutscience.org. The Big Bang Theory is an effort to explain what happened at the very beginning of our universe. Discoveries in astronomy and physics have shown beyond a reasonable doubt that our universe did in fact have a beginning. Prior to that moment, there was nothing. During and after that moment, there was something, our universe. The Big Bang Theory is an effort to explain what happened during and after that moment. According to the standard theory, our universe sprang into existence as a singularity around 13.7 billion years ago. What is a singularity and where does it come from? Well, to be honest, we don't know for sure. Singularities are zones which defy our current understanding of physics. They are thought to exist at the core of black holes. Black holes are areas of intense gravitational pressure. The pressure is thought to be so intense that finite matter is actually squished into infinite density, a mathematical concept which truly boggles the mind. These zones of infinite density are called singularities. Our universe is thought to have begun as an infinitely small, infinitely hot, infinitely dense something, a singularity. Where did it come from? We don't know. Why did it appear? We don't know. After its initial appearance, it apparently inflated, the Big Bang. It expanded and cooled, going from very, very small and very, very hot to the size and temperature of our current universe. It continues to expand and cool to this day. The Big Bang Theory could be stated as follows. Humans are incredible creatures living on a unique planet circling a beautiful star among billions of other stars, all of which is inside of an expanding universe that began as an infinitely small singularity which appeared out of nowhere for reasons unknown. There are many misconceptions surrounding the Big Bang Theory. For example, we tend to imagine a giant explosion. However, experts say that there was no explosion, but there was and continues to be an expansion. Rather than imagining a balloon popping and releasing its contents, imagine a balloon expanding, an infinitely small balloon expanding to the size of our current universe. Another misconception is that we tend to imagine the singularity as a fireball appearing somewhere in space. According to the many experts, however, space didn't exist prior to the Big Bang. In the late 1960s and early 1970s, when men first walked on the moon, three British astrophysicists, Stephen Hawking, George Ellis, and Roger Penrose, turned their attention to the theory of relativity and its implications regarding our notions of time. In 1968 and 1970, they published papers in which they extended Einstein's theory of general relativity to include measurements of space and time. According to their calculations, time and space had a finite beginning that corresponded to the origin of matter and energy. The singularity didn't appear in space, rather, space began inside of the singularity. Prior to the singularity, nothing existed, not space, time, matter, or energy, nothing. So where and in what did the singularity appear, if not space? We don't know. We don't know where it came from, why it's here, or even where it is. All we really know is that we are inside of it, and that at one time, it didn't exist. And neither did we. What is the major evidence which supports the Big Bang Theory? First of all, we are reasonably certain that the universe had a beginning. Second, galaxies appear to be moving away from us at speeds proportional to their distance. This is called Hubble's Law, named after Edwin Hubble, who discovered this phenomenon in 1929. This observation supports the expansion of the universe and suggests that the universe was once compacted. Third, if the universe was initially very, very hot, as the Big Bang suggests, we should be able to find some remnant of this heat. In 1965, radio astronomers Arno Penzias and Robert Wilson discovered a cosmic microwave background radiation, or CMB, which pervades the observable universe. The CMB was recorded to be 2.725 degrees Kelvin, or negative 455 degrees Fahrenheit, or negative 270 degrees Celsius. This is thought to be the remnant which scientists were looking for. Penzias and Wilson shared in the 1978 Nobel Prize for Physics for their discovery. And finally, the abundance of the light elements hydrogen and helium are thought to support the Big Bang model of origins. Is the standard Big Bang theory the only model consistent with these pieces of evidence? No. But it is the most popular. Internationally renowned astrophysicist George F. R. Ellis explains, quote, "People need to be aware that there is a range of models that could explain the observations. For instance, I can construct you a spherically symmetrical universe with Earth at its center, and you cannot disprove it based on observations. You can only exclude it on philosophical grounds. In my view, there is absolutely nothing wrong in that. What I want to bring into the open is the fact that we are using philosophical criteria in choosing our models. A lot of cosmology tries to hide that. End quote. In 2003, physicist Robert Gentry proposed an attractive alternative to the standard theory, an alternative which also accounts for the evidences listed above. Dr. Gentry claims that the standard Big Bang model is founded upon the Friedmann-Lemaitre expanding space-time paradigm. Gentry claims this paradigm is faulty and inconsistent with the empirical data. He chooses instead to base his model on Einstein's static space-time paradigm, which he claims is the, quote, genuine cosmic Rosetta, end quote. Gentry has published several papers outlining what he considers to be serious flaws in the standard Big Bang model. Other high-profile dissenters include Nobel laureate Dr. Hannes Alfvén, Professor Geoffrey Burbridge, and Dr. Halton Arp. Even the renowned British astronomer Sir Fred Hoyle, who is credited with first coining the term the Big Bang during a BBC radio broadcast in 1950, disagrees with the popular version. Any discussion of the Big Bang theory would be incomplete without asking the question, what about God? This is because the study of the origin of the universe, also called cosmology, is an area where science and theology meet. Creation was a supernatural event, that is, it took place outside of the natural realm. This fact begs the question, is there anything else which exists outside of the natural realm? Specifically, is there a master architect out there? We know that this universe had a beginning. Was God the first cause? We won't attempt to answer that question in this short article. We just ask the question, does God exist? You have just heard Big Bang Theory at allaboutscience.org.